I'm too sexy for my cat. Too sexy for my cat. Poor pussy. Poor pussy cat.
All right, so we'll talk this through. First and foremost, listener Olivia was kind enough to drive down and bring her cat Simon, which Gina has not been involved in this show for the last 45 minutes. She's been playing with the cat. Now, we welcome in the co-creator of this thing, Tara. She's raised $52,000 on Kickstarter. She's the co-creator of the Licky Brush. Tara, exactly what is this? Explain it to the audience.
Sure. Licky Brush is a tongue-shaped brush that you can put in your mouth, and it enables you to lick your cat, just like its mama did.
So why? Why do we need to do that?
Why not? Right?
Thank you. Thank you.
You need to because your cat... they groom each other, especially if you're in a multi-cat household. You'll see they groom each other when they are friendly to each other. So only friendly cats will groom each other. And so
now,
as humans, we're left out of that, and we wanted to be part of it.
From your experience, when somebody puts this in their mouth, the Licky Brush, and they lick their cat, does the cat like it?
Yes. So we've tested it on about 10 cats, and 8 out of 10 cats really enjoy it. Some of them... we'll just tolerate it. That would include the other two, and some will walk away.
That's a very cat-like response. Just tolerate it.
Well, we're going to find out whether Simon likes it. Listener Olivia, you drove in from where, Olivia?
Tahunga.
Yeah, that's a good drive. Now, from what I understand, Simon, your cat, has quite the story.
Yeah, back at the beginning of March, I woke up one morning, 6 a.m., to him screaming and crying, and he had been hit by a car, but I didn't know that until I took him to the vet, and at first they were like, oh, he had trauma, we'll keep an eye on him, and then after that, they're like, we need exploratory surgery now, we can't see any of his organs or anything. Turns out he had a diaphragmatic hernia, which is his diaphragm was completely split in half, his liver and kidneys were in his chest, he had skin ripped from his chest wall,
baby.
And that's why they know he got run over by a car. But the fact that he fought his way up and he's only 5 years old, my husband and I coughed up the initial $3,000 for the surgery, and he had a couple hiccups afterwards, lost about 4 pounds in a week, and they wanted to put a feeding tube in him, and then he had a heart problem, but they were convinced I was gonna have to put him down like 5 or 6 times, but he fought through. In the most recent visit, the vet said, I don't know how you did it, but he fought through, and honestly, I think I will see him next visit. This is the first time I'll ever see it. Like, so we'll see you in the fall. So,
well, yeah. The good thing with Olivia is that they could afford the $3,000 is that Olivia is a hooker. She works on the streets.
Yeah,
and of course, Sophia, the cat wrangler. Good morning, Sophia.
Hi, how are you?
Now, just so you know, this is a beautiful, soft Siamese cat. He looks just like something out of a Disney movie. Big eyes, very curious, beautiful, fluffy, and coming after Michael right now with the Facebook Live, which this is on right now, Mark in the Morning Facebook.
Now, so that you know, this cat, Simon, he's walking around the board. He's just walking anywhere he chooses to go.
He's been exposed to it before. My dad's in the music industry, so he's been around desks and boards and things like that. So this is pretty familiar for him.
Oh, good.
Okay, Gina, explain to everybody how this Licky Brush works.
Well, I hope I'm explaining it right. And Tara, let me know if this is right. I'm putting this, it has like a little handle for you to bite on. So you can put the tongue in your mouth. Like this, and then I'm going to lick the cat.
All right.
While you're licking the cat, make sure you go with the grain of the fur.
Oh, good. Yeah, I was wondering, because it has a bit of a rubber quality, and I didn't want to pull his little hair. So, yes, with the grain, you said.
All right, let's get...
Well? Yeah, it's
let's
on the get, back, too. Oh.
Let's get Simon over by Gina
Simon,
and let her lick him.
Goo.
Okay,
she's doing it.
I'm licking you. Oh, he's trying to shake it off, but he's doing so good. Oh my god.
He jumped off the
not escaping that easy.
Okay. He seems to be tolerating it. I am loving it.
and that's the other side of it, right? Is that it's really soothing for the human. It's kind of zen.
Oh my god.
So, it's so fun. I should have taken an Allegra, but it was so fun.
So, Tara, have you had any interest from companies who want to mass produce this licky tongue brush?
Well, we're actually going to mass produce it ourselves. We manufacture cat lifestyle products, and we are looking to get into wholesale distribution at some bigger stores, so just in time for Christmas, so that everyone can pick one up for their favorite cat crazy friends.
All right, Tara, so for anybody who's interested in getting one, where can they go?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You can still pre-order one if you go to lickybrush.com. That's LICKIbrush.com, and you can reserve yours. We're estimating delivery for January 2017, and you can still go reserve one there. Might be available in time.
And you guys, it's really fun.
Well, Gina, I don't know. Simon kind of shunned it. And I don't know whether it was so much the brush as it was that creepy talking
you
were doing.
It was me. Because I'm doing it with my hand right now. I'm putting the brush on him. He loves it. But it was me going, I'm a baby, the cutest baby. It was me.